This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The longer food has touched the floor, the grosser it is, right? That is the premise of the 5-second rule, a frequently quoted law that makes it okay to eat dropped food as long as you pick it up quickly enough. Donald Schaffner is professor of food science at Rutgers University, and he recently put the 5-second rule to the test and discovered that bacteria does not play by the clock. Don Schaffner, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
So what did you do to test the 5-second rule?
Well, what we did is we looked at 4 different foods, 4 different surfaces, 4 different contact times, 2 different inoculum matrices that we put the bacteria in before we put them onto the food. And each of those conditions, we repeated the experiment 20 times.
Tell me about the types of food, because, you know, if you've got, I don't know, gummy food, it feels differently than picking up a cracker.
Right. So we studied 4 different foods. We used watermelon, we used bread with butter, and then we used gummy candy. And we did that because we knew already from other research that moisture probably plays a big role. So we wanted to pick watermelon because we knew that was a very moist food that really would facilitate the bacterial transfer.
So what did you find?
Well, what we found, as we suspected, we got the greatest transfer with watermelon. And so when you drop watermelon on a surface, no matter what surface, basically virtually all of the bacteria move from the surface to the watermelon quite readily. And that doesn't change whether you leave it there for a fraction of a second or whether you leave it there for 300 seconds, which is the longest time that we studied. But with the gummy candy, the longer it sat on the surface, and it varied according to the surface, the more transfer we saw over time. So there's an element of the 5-second rule that's true, which says that the longer the food stays in contact with the surface, the more the transfer. But there is no quote-unquote safe time at which no bacterial transfer occurs.
Tell me about these surfaces that you used.
The smoothest surface we studied was stainless steel. And then we also looked at wood. We also studied ceramic tile. That's probably the quintessential kitchen floor surface. And then, of course, people often eat not in their kitchens. And so we studied carpet.
So best combination, worst combination of surfaces and food?
Well, in terms of the best transfer, I would say a watermelon on stainless steel. That was a whole lot of transfer. I would say the least amount was gummy candy on carpet.
Good to know.
But again, you're going to pick up, as you noted, you're going to pick up little fibers of carpet, and that's kind of yucky. Even if there's no bacteria, you're going to be spitting the carpet fibers out of your mouth.
So maybe you don't want to eat food that has been exposed to, let's say, an especially gross, dirty, grungy floor, no matter how quickly you pick it up. But is there any truth to this 5-second rule that a little bit of bacteria isn't all that bad, especially all that we're learning about, you know, sort of active enzymes in the stomach and transference of germs from mothers' mouths to children, that kind of thing?
I would say that sort of the counterpoint to that is in developing countries where sanitation is not as good, people do have very strong, healthy immune systems, or they die in childhood from infant diarrhea. And so the trade-off there is an important one. I would also say that most surfaces don't contain pathogens. But if you had pathogens on that surface, even a single cell of something like Salmonella or pathogenic E. coli, it still could make you sick. So there is a risk trade-off there. Yes, we do want to stimulate our immune systems, but we also don't want to die from food poisoning.
Donald Schaffner, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Virginia.
Donald Schaffner is a professor of food science at Rutgers University, and you can see more on his study at wordofmouthradio.org.